Our guest in the cafe this morning, then, is a regular contributor to the Blacklands Cafe. It's Jeremy Gomez.
How are you doing, John Mark?
Great. Thanks for being with us again. And Jeremy is, I have this right, don't I? Business technology?
Business technical analyst.
Business technical analyst with the Provost Office at A&M Commerce. And Jeremy is our commentator on all things having to do with personal technology and comes in from time to time, talks to us about smartphones and, you know, the latest thing that's going on. Now, I sent you an article then the other day, which I was a little bit taken aback by. And this said that that the sale of personal computers and laptops has been declining.
Yeah, and actually, I kind of was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But then I started to realize that in all actuality, that makes sense, because what I was doing initially was also kind of putting together the tablet PC as one, and that's actually being separated out. So you have your desktop, you have a laptop, mm-hmm. and then you have the tablet PC crossover device, which is like your Surface and all these other basically laptops that are that have touchscreen. They're considered the tablet. And so that's what's really kind of separating it out.
That term tablet PC is one I want to come back to. If not this time, maybe another time. I'm not all that familiar with it. It was the PCs were down 6.2% in sales, and then the laptops maybe just almost exactly slightly less.
Yep. Yeah.
But this sales decline started in 2012, so it's been going on for quite some time now. And the article said that the technical improvements have not been enough to get people to go out and buy a new PC or laptop.
No, and it's a very interesting way of looking at it when you want to say that the technical aspects of the technical specifications, because really it's all about the convenience factor. If you look at it from the industry standpoint, you're going to want to have some type of static environment. So it was the desktop PC or whatever on the Mac equivalent. But when you look at it now, you can kind of see that even here at this institution, we're driven to more being a laptop-based institution because we need to be mobile, all right? And so in industry and academics and whatnot, you're going to want to be mobile, so you're going to want to take your workstation with you.
We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy is a business technology analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office, and he's our commentator on personal technology. And a major reason article said for the decline in the sales of PCs and laptops is people, as you might imagine, people are more engaged with their smartphones now than the old PC.
Absolutely. Again, we're in a society where the pace of life is always on the go. I mean, and so again, it refers back to, you know, whether it's for leisure or for work environment, we are really kind of encouraged to be mobile and on the go. And so when we have our devices now, it's really going to be a smart enabled device. And a lot of people will use that. I mean, I do it often enough. If I need to look at something on the go, you know, we're not going to be carrying around even tablets. We're going to be on our mobile devices.
So this sort of begs the question. I mean, we're going to see the day where the PC goes away or the laptop goes away, and we're just going to be telling our grandkids about what they used to look like?
Well, I mean, I think the idea of maybe having that desktop machine, we will start to see again, maybe in the next who knows how many years, but maybe still see that steady decline. But I think there's always going to be a need for some type of a machine or some type of device that will always be more of your home base necessarily. Mm-hmm. But again, it goes back to whether it's tablet or if it's going to be another concept is virtualization. You know, so you might not necessarily need a desktop physical machine that runs it all and has everything on it. Or same thing with laptops. Is if we go into the world of virtualization, then it's going to be at a cloud base. You know, you log into what you need necessarily. So you could just have a thin client necessarily, and it'd just be a shell that looks like a computer, but nothing's in it. It just is your puppet.
Nothing lasts forever, does it?
Nope,
Jeremy,
no,
especially
sir.
These. So we're probably still a ways off, but who knows what things are going to look like 10 years from now, 20 years.
Constant changing. They say technology is outdated after 3 years. So.
Really, it seems that way. Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Let's forget. Jeremy Gomez is a business technology analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office, and he's our personal technology commentator on Blacklands Cafe.
I'm John Mark Dempsey, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.